hours, I've been joined by a man who's arrived hot foot from Shaw's Bridge, where he was watching the Estonians Lisburn game. It's the Northern Cricket Union chairman, Brian Walsh. Brian, good evening to you.
Good evening, Michael.
First about the game, was it an impressive knock by Andrew White? There's life in the old dog yet?
Yes, I think there's some innings still in him. Lost a few early wickets and Andrew consolidated and then expanded and ended up with a fairly respectable 220-odd.
There's a big summer. There's always a big summer for Irish cricket and for Northern Union cricket. There's been a bit of a rebranding done to the Inter-Pro series. We've now got the Northern Knights. Tell me about that.
Well, the background of it is, Michael, the ICC have invested in two or three of the top associate countries and they've invested $1.5 million over 3 years in Irish cricket to try and develop it and take it on to its next level. We're losing our best players to English county cricket, and this is an effort to create a first-class professional structure in Ireland, which would be an alternative to the boys going to play county cricket in England.
So is there a new structure to the tournament? Is there more money? What is attracting? What's going to keep the guys here?
Well, the tournament has been sponsored by RSA, who are the main sponsors of Irish cricket, and we're thankful for that. We've now got three interprovincial teams, all with their own names. We're the Northern Knights, and it's really to try and send a message to our young players that they can stay here, play a better standard of cricket, and also develop into international cricketers by staying in Ireland. One of the starts to it was for the three areas to go into Premier Leagues with only eight teams in them. So we are now sort of getting narrower with our better players, and then the best ones from the three Premier Leagues will now play in the Interprovincial Series.
And coaches have been appointed with huge experience: Trent Johnson, Bobby Rowe, and Eugene Mullian.
Absolutely, all with experience of international and first-class cricket. We have three coaches appointed. Each province has got a team administrator, each team has got a manager, and assistant coaches and selectors. Kyle McCallan is chair of the selectors of our Northern Knights team, and Andrew White's been appointed captain of the team. So they have their second practice tomorrow, after which we will be naming the 12 to take on the Leinster team on Monday week.
You know what the traditionalists always say, and it's an argument that is wheeled out every year. If you get rid of the pros, you encourage the local fellas to play. And so often, so much of the pre-season build-up is which pro was signed for which club, and in league terms, you know, pros do very well.
Yes, it's a double-edged sword, because the argument is that the pros raise the standard because the guys get the chance to play against better players every week. And the better players who I would talk to say that is their main challenge, to go out and do better than the pro. And the guys who make it to the top actually do that. And our international players now, they're first-class players, and they see themselves on a par with these players, and they compete, and they do well.
I'm sure the young players will look at the success of Irish players in county cricket. We'll look at the likes of our young wicket-keeping friend, Gary Wilson. How can I forget Gary's name? Paul Sterling doing well. Yeah. And they'll think, I want a slice of that.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's the competition we're up against, and the county cricket is the best cricket at this time of the year in the world, and we have to compete to try and hold on to our players. So if we can get a structure where we're playing first-class cricket, and in the interprovincials, we're playing three-day cricket, we're playing 50-over cricket, we're playing 20-over cricket, and this is the first year of it. We can see this develop in that we would maybe be playing other countries and their regions, and the game would develop even more. So that's our challenge, to try and keep our best young players here. We have 22 players under contract with Ireland, some part-time, some full-time, and there is a pathway now. The young guys can see that if they do stay and they do make it to the senior team, they will play in World Cups, which you don't do if you're playing county cricket, and they have a chance of becoming international stars.
Gary Wilson, sorry, just clicking on the computer here, Brian, to tell you that Gary Wilson got 60 today for Surrey in their second innings. He's been in the runs early on. Are you a bit like me? Are you superstitious? First day of the season, I'm so used back in the day when I used to be allowed to play cricket. I mean, the end of April, it was usually tipping down with rain. This is hugely encouraging.
Traditionally, the first day of the season's a write-off. and the weather leading up to today has been poor. So it's a tremendous bonus, actually. We've got all the matches in the Premier League and some in the First Division playing, and sunshine to see us through the day. So it's a great start to the season.
And finally, have you seen, with all the great success at the elite level that Ireland have produced, is that producing the young boys and girls who want to play cricket locally?
Absolutely. Cricket Ireland's plan is to try and develop the game to become the fourth sport in Ireland, and to try and get 50,000 participants. We're well over halfway to that target already. We have development officer in the NCU, Nigel Jones. We've also got three cricket development officers working in the community in the north, in our NCU area. And it's very strong at the moment among the youth.
Well, I cross my fingers that Dungannon CC struggle through to the end of this season. NCU Chairman Brian Walsh, thank you very much indeed. Just a couple